Good morning, everyone. It's my honor to present our study, Rural-Urban Differences in Healthcare Expenditures using the 2010 Medical Expenditure Panel Survey. And I'm Wei Chen Li from Rural Public Health. Yes, and so that's my research interest in my whole life. And this is part of my dissertation, but the title and the content are a little bit different from what I proposed in the abstract, because after I submit the abstract and then I pass my defense, and the committee members, also like Dr. Oshfield, Dr. Jiang, Dr. Phillips, gave me some opinions, so I changed the content a little bit different from the abstract I submitted. And I will start from the background introduction and talk about my research objectives and the methods we used, the results we found, and make a discussion and conclusion. We have no relevant financial relationship to disclose. As we know, the national health expenditure is rising from $1,400 billion in 2001 to $2,700 billion in 2011. And hospital care, physician services, and prescription drugs account for top three expenditure per person. For example, on average, every person spent $2,700 on their hospital care in 2011. And this rising cost is the biggest concern for rural populations because they have lower income compared to their urban counterparts. And also, a majority of rural population may not cover by health insurance. And the studies using the medical expenditure panel survey have mixed findings. One study found that rural population have higher out-of-pocket spending, but another study say, they have lower dental care spending. And the third study say, only older adults spend more on their health care in rural areas. So our research question is, what's the exact extent of rural-urban differences in healthcare expenditures for outpatient care, hospital inpatient care, hospital emergency room services, prescription drugs, and total services? The total service is not the meaning of the sum of the four aforementioned services. It's the services about all types of services, including dental care and other four services. And the first objective of our study is to add to the maps-based literature with more kinds of healthcare expenditures, because previous studies only focus on maybe just mental health care and dental care. And also, we want to quantify geographic differences in expenditures for these five types of health services. If I'm too fast, just let me know, okay? And the MAPS is the data we used for this study is 2010 consolidated files of medical expenditure panel survey, which we call MAPS. And MAPS is a nationally representative sample of non-institutionalized individuals. And we only include people more than 18 years old because people younger than 18 years old were not asked about their chronic conditions. And also, we only include people who have residence information for us to identify who are from rural areas and who are from rural urban areas and rural areas. And MAPS use a stratifying clustering multiple stage sampling. And they oversampled minorities, including African Americans and Hispanics. And the response rate for their household interview is above 84%. So it's a panel study, and we use this data as a secondary data analysis. And each panel of the map is drawn from the previous year's sample of the National Health Interview Survey. And each panel was interviewed 5 rounds. And each year of the MAPS data compiled the round 3 to 5 of the previous panel and the round 1 to 3 of the current panel. So for example, our 2010 data includes round 3 to 5 of panel 14 to rounds 1 to 3 of panel 15. And it increased our sample size and also decreased the bias of just single panel. And the outcome variables of our interest is the 5 types of expenditure per person. And in the map, they have 5, they already generated the 5 variables for research. So the first variable is total outpatient expenditures for facility and doctor services. And second variable is total hospital inpatient expenditures. And third is hospital emergency rooms expenditures. The fourth is prescription drugs. And the fifth is total expenditures. Just as I say, it's including all the services. And we generated two dependent variables for analysis. The first one is a binary variable where zero equals zero expenditures. That means this person did not spend any money in 2010. And the one means more than $0. That means this person at least spent $1 in 2010. And the second dependent variable we generated is a continuous variable, which is also a positive outcome, like any person who spent at least $1 in 2010. And the MAPS also generated sampling weights for research to reflect their complex sampling design. So they have generated personal level weight, straight time, and primary sampling unit for analysis. And our old study should apply all the sampling weights to reflect the sampling design. So for example, we have 22,000 samples in older than 18 years old, but after we apply sampling weights, it's around 2 billion people. And the main independent variable is the rural-urban residence, where zero equals the rural population and one is our urban population. The MAPS define their rural-urban residents based on the 2000 report of Office of Management Budget. The Office Management Budget defines that a metropolitan core-based statistical area is an area comprising at least one urbanized zone of 50,000 or more population, and all the other areas are non-metro areas or, say, rural areas. And we adopted the Anderson model to provide our covariates, including predisposing characteristics such as age, gender, race, and education level, enabling resources such as poverty status, health insurance, and health needs such as perceived physical health status, perceived mental health status, and limitation in physical functioning and the number of chronic conditions among 11 conditions. And based on the previous studies, like factors such as marital status or personal income, family income are related to your healthcare utilization. However, these variables could not reach the convergence in our multivariate analysis. And as a result, we dropped some important variables in our model. And our descriptive analysis, we use a descriptive analysis to illustrate the distribution of each variable and the bivariate analysis to identify associations between each independent variable and outcome variable. And as we know, for the health expenditure, around 13 to 15% of people spend zero money, like did not spend any money on their health expenditure in 1 year. But also like few people, like 1 or 2% of people spend a large amount of money. So the distribution of our expenditure is highly skewed. And generally we use, most studies use two-power model to do the healthcare expenditure analysis. So our first multivariate model is two-power model. The first part is a logistic regression, compare people who have no money, who have no expenditure with the people who at least spend $1. And the second part of two-power model is a log linear regression. We only concern people who spend at least $1 and controlling all the covariates. And the fourth analysis approach we have is a quantile regression. And it's also an approach to analyze the relationships between each type of expenditure and the rural-urban differences. But the difficulty we met is that the current data and SAS did not support the quantile regression under the survey design. So it's an unweighted quantile regression analysis. And this is our result. The first result to fit our first objective is to get more ideas about rural-urban differences in different types of health expenditures. And this table shows that this table does not control any covariates, but it shows that there was no rural-urban differences in outpatient care or hospital inpatient care. And this table denotes that urban populations spend more on their hospital emergency room services. However, rural populations spend more on their prescription drugs. And among as to the total expenditures, there was no rural-urban differences. And then we use a two-part model control all the covariates, apply weight values, again, to see what the rural-urban difference is in health expenditures. So again, the column is specifies all types of all types of health care services. And based on this result, we again found that rural populations spend more on their prescription drugs. And the second part of the research again also found that urban populations spend more on their hospital emergency room. And the second, these figures are the results of our quantile regression model. Although it's just an exploratory analysis, but it shows us, again, the rural populations spend more on their outpatient care and prescription drugs, but urban populations spend more on their hospital inpatient care, hospital emergency room, and the total services. So the curve is like, the curve going down means that rural populations spend more, and the curve going up means urban populations spend more on these services. So based on our finding, we concluded that there was no significant geographic differences in total health expenditures, and maybe because we only include people from a household survey and older than 18 years old and in just 1 year data, so we could not generalize our research to other like bigger population, but future study are recommended to apply our research approaches to get more understanding about geographic differences in different types of a bigger part of population. And our second conclusion is that rural populations spend more on prescription drugs, while urban populations spend more on their hospital emergency room services. And this finding is consistent with our previous research that rural populations heavily rely on their local pharmacies to keep themselves healthy. And urban population, they have like higher expenditure because their high technology in emergency room services cost them more. So in the future, we suggest that better coordination and collaboration for rural population is very important to make sure their quality of care and also loss of cost, low cost of care. And from our quantile regression, we found that the impact of urban-rural residency status might be more significant at the highest expenditure quantile, which is like which was not found in the previous studies, because generally we use the mean value to see the rural-urban differences in the mean value of the expenditure. But when we see the quantile regression, we can see the rural-urban differences in each quantile of our expenditure, and we found that rural-urban residents only significant in highest expenditure quantile. So we suggest that we have to develop some cost-effectiveness strategies, especially for people who have higher demands or who tend to spend more money on their healthcare services. And we also need to generate more information about geographic differences in their health care practice patterns and patients' health behaviors and the quality of care. The two important limitations of our study is that, first, we cannot identify the cross-utilization. For example, rural population went to urban hospitals to receive care. Urban population went to rural hospital to receive care. So we are not able to identify where they exactly spend their money. And second, the maps did not offer the details of some health health conditions. For example, we know this person has cancer, but we don't know it's the first stage of the cancer or second stage of the cancer. So we have limitation to identify whether their health conditions affect their spending. So this is a references, and thank you for your listening.